Haiti officially says it's had just a handful of confirmed cases of Zika. Doctors suspect there are many, many more. They're seeing an increase in babies born with microcephaly. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, Haiti's not well equipped to deal with the emerging virus or with a potential surge in disabled children.
If the Zika virus was looking for an ideal place to flourish, Haiti would certainly be a top candidate. I'm standing here in downtown Port-au-Prince next to a large open drainage canal that's half full of water and half full of garbage. There's old tires in there, there's plastic bottles, there's a pig rooting around. This is the type of place that the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which carries Zika, just loves to flourish in. And there are spots like this all across Port-au-Prince.
Yet Haiti has only identified 22 pregnant women suspected of having Zika, while the neighboring Dominican Republic has identified nearly 1,000.
There is no reason, I think, to believe that the mosquito will behave differently here than in Dominican Republic.
Dr. Jean-Luc Poncelet is the World Health Organization's representative in Haiti. Poncelet says part of the problem in Haiti right now is that the country doesn't have the resources to test extensively for Zika. Haiti is also in the midst of a political crisis that's left it without an elected government since February, and it's got numerous other health issues on its plate, including a cholera outbreak that sickened 25,000 people this year alone.
Zika is definitely a problem. Fortunately, it is a problem that is affecting a bit less than other diseases into the country.
But to what degree Zika is affecting Haiti is unknown. A doctor's strike that stretched from March to August shut down much of the public health care system and has made the country's Zika statistics highly unreliable. In the middle of August, Haiti was officially reporting 20 suspected Zika cases per week, while nearby Puerto Rico was tallying nearly 2,000.
Oh, sorry.
At the Mirbalet Hospital in Haiti's Central Plateau, Dr. Louise Ivers and Dr. Romain Jean-Louis are following three children born in July with microcephaly. Microcephaly can be a Zika-related birth defect, which causes a smaller-than-normal skull and an underdeveloped brain. Dr. Ivers, with Partners in Health, a nonprofit that runs the hospital, is checking the reflexes of a baby named Chinchama.
So this baby is much more muscle tone than the other babies. She's moving around more. She's kind of fighting me, and the other baby was really not doing that much.
But the girl's legs cross unnaturally at the shins. One foot doesn't respond when Ivers runs her finger over the sole, and the baby's mother says the child cries almost all the time. Dr. Romain says they'd expect to see one or two cases of microcephaly at this hospital per year. But he says it's highly unusual to get a cluster of three babies with microcephaly as they did in July. Life is already tough in the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. 60% of the population here lives on less than $2 per day, and there are very few services available for children with physical or neurological disabilities. One of them is the Quai Saint-Germain Rehabilitation Center in the Tabar section of Port-au-Prince. Outside the gate, a mother holds a child with twisted limbs and a floppy neck. Inside, Annette Johansson is preparing for the start of the fall semester.
And then we have resource room and speech and language therapy room. But at the moment, we don't have any trained speech and language therapist here.
The center provides physical therapy and basic education to children with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, autism, and other neurological disorders. Much of the center's work, she says, is training parents on how to care for a disabled child.
Because they need to be able to dress them, change them, feed them in a safe manner. We don't have the equipment here that you have in America or Europe. We can't give them feeding tubes. So it's really important that they know how to handle their kids and position them the best way possible.
Most of the parents, she says, bring their kids to the center in the beat-up pickup truck taxis known as tap-taps.
I don't know if you have seen the tap-taps, how full they are. And then you're going to try to get a disabled child into this as well and lifting them onto it.
Just up the dusty dirt road from Quai Saint-Germain is a children's hospital run by the same Catholic organization as the rehab center. The administrator of the hospital, Jacqueline Gauthier, says disability is the leading reason kids are abandoned in Haiti.
Actually, we have a womb full of 10 children. We have like that. And all hospitals have a small unit with abandoned children.
The abandoned disabled kids, she says, will most likely stay at her hospital for the rest of their lives. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.